So let's just sit quietly. Having moved the body, let's just sit quietly, feeling the contact of your body with the ground. Not suppressing thoughts, but bearing in mind, most of you know that I'm a great fan of the Vijnana Bhairava Tantra. And one of the dharanas, one of the practices, is a reflection practice. And it goes as follows. You've heard it before, many of you. But for me, it is such a provocative statement. Thoughts do not indicate the fundamental cause and basis of everything. Moreover, thoughts are deceptive and illusory. So just bear that in mind. So we can maybe take our thoughts with a pinch of salt, not to take them too seriously, even though we do. Imagine your body is an empty vessel. And bring your attention to the space, the virtual space, the experiential space within. And if thoughts arise, welcome them. Please, you are welcome. Come. Don't fight with thoughts. Whatever thoughts arise, no matter how unexpected, how bizarre they may be, just welcome. Please come. You're welcome. But in a deeper part of you, just know that these thoughts are just thoughts, and they do not reveal actually what we are fundamentally. Thoughts may come, or feelings may come also, of course, or mental visions may come. Welcome them, please. You are most welcome. You are welcome into my space. But know that these are just thoughts. They are conditioned, actually. This is the incredible thing that we may not appreciate. But identify more with the space, the inner space, in which these thoughts, feelings, visions may arise. Remember the statement, thoughts do not indicate the fundamental cause and basis of everything, including you, including me, including I. We don't need to fight with the mind, but we don't need to take the thoughts seriously. Not when we are investigating or looking deeper. Identify more with the space in which these mental phenomena arise. As individuals, of course, we self-identify with our thoughts, feelings, body, and so forth. This is absolutely normal. As Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. I will say to that, I think, therefore I am an individual. A personality. But in yoga, in tantra, in advaita, in meditation, we are trying to answer, or realize is a better word, the fundamental basis of our existence, our embodied existence. And thoughts do not take us to that understanding. Maybe we wish they would, but they don't. Yoga is about existential issues, existential identification. Identify with the space within. And then, more fundamentally even, who is the I that is conscious? As you may have noticed, I bring this into all my meditations because it is so fundamental. Who is the I? That is aware of this inner space and indeed is aware of the different patterns of the mind. The answer does not come through thinking, through the intellect. We are conditioned to identify the I as the body and mind. And for daily life and living our lives, this is fundamental. But what is the I? Who is the I that is conscious of the personality, that is conscious of the thoughts, feelings, images, sensations, emotions? And throughout the day, from time to time, whenever you remember, just again, reflect. Who is the I that is conscious in this moment? Walking, talking, working, cooking, eating, drinking, whatever. It's such a simple question, but it has, in my opinion at least, the most profound implications for our life, our understanding. So now you can slowly bring your attention to the external. And of course, from the perspective of conscious presence or awareness, the mind is also external. But become aware, bring your attention to the contact of your body with the ground or the chair. Externalize your attention. And when you're ready, open the eyes.